probing cold gas in a massive, compact star-forming galaxy at Z equals 6, by Jorge A. Zavala et al. Observations of low-order CO transitions represent the most direct way to study galaxies' cold molecular gas, the fuel of star formation. Here we present the first detection of CO2-1, in a galaxy lying on the main sequence of star-forming galaxies at Z greater than 6. Our target, GO9-83808 at Z equals 6.03, has a short depletion time scale of TDEP 50 mir and a relatively low gas fraction of M-gas, M-star equals 0.30 that contrasts with those measured for lower redshift main sequence galaxies. We conclude that this galaxy is undergoing a starburst episode with a high star formation efficiency that might be the result of gas compression within its compact rotating disk. Its starburst-like nature is further supported by its high star formation rate surface density, thus favoring the use of the Kennicott-Schmidt relation as a more precise diagnostic diagram for starbursts. Without further significant gas accretion, this galaxy would become a compact, massive quiescent galaxy at Z5.5. In addition, we find that the calibration for estimating ISM masses from dust continuum emission satisfactorily reproduces the gas mass derived from the CO2-1 transition within a factor of 2. This is in line with previous studies claiming a small redshift evolution in the gas-to-dust ratio of massive, metal-rich galaxies. In the absence of gravitational amplification, this detection would have required of order 1000 H of observing time. The detection of cold molecular gas in unlensed star-forming galaxies at high redshifts is thus prohibitive with current facilities and requires a tenfold improvement in sensitivity, such as that envisaged for the NGVLA. This was probing cold gas in a massive, compact star-forming galaxy at Z equals 6, by Jorge A. Zavala et al.